WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball tips off with the Silver Streaks pregame show with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
From John Thiel Gymnasium, and how good is it to be able to say that as basketball season has returned for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. The Galesburg girls have already gotten their season underway. Tonight it's the boys' turn as the Thanksgiving tournament is underway and actually has been. They had a couple of games here Monday night between Limestone and Peoria Notre Dame, and then Moline played East Peoria. There was a tournament game last night in Bartonville at East Peoria, involving the Raiders and the Rockets, which actually doubled as a Mid-Illini game for those two teams, but it also counted as a tournament game. And now tonight we're back, and the Silver Streaks will get into action against another team that has not yet played a game this season, and that is the Pekin Dragons. Jim Lee, back from quite a journey himself, overseas, halfway around the world to Israel. Good to see you again. Welcome back.
Yeah, I think I've got the travel bug out of the way now ahead of basketball season. Our journeys will be a little bit shorter to the Quad Cities and Peoria and elsewhere during the season. But, yeah, great to be back. Good to be in John Thiel Gymnasium and great to be indoors when it's so cold out there tonight and this weekend.
Just checking the temperature. I've got it at 19 degrees right now. So good to be in the warmth of the gymnasium and hopefully get things hot and happening here later on when the Silver Streaks premiere their 2013-14 edition. Mike Reynolds, hard to believe, in his sixth season now at Galesburg High School and the fifth year that this Thanksgiving tournament has been back here at Galesburg after the Silver Streaks for about a 10-year stretch there were either at Dunlap or Rock Island, and now here it's been 5 years already that this tournament has been back. And about as local as a flavor as we've had in this tournament. With Pekin here tonight, we're seeing United Township. I think Rantoul, the Panthers' opponent tonight, is the farthest team that's coming. And otherwise, it's involved Chicago teams pretty much every year that it's been back.
Yeah, so we'll see a few of those for the Martin Luther King tournament in January. But this tournament, it's nice to have the regional flair, Peoria Notre Dame over here this year as well. And a bit of a surprise going on right now. Rantoul is about to beat United Township, and not that UT had great expectations, but Rantoul over the years has been kind of hit and miss, but their program seems the last couple of years to be developing some pretty good basketball players, and their guards have been terrific in this. They're up 13 with 15 seconds to play.
I remember Rantoul beat Galesburg last year in the Taylorville tournament. Silver Streaks had won their first three games in that tournament and then lost to Rantoul, which I don't think had won a game in the tournament, if I remember right.
A lot of close games, I know.
Yeah, and so that was a big upset in terms of the context of that tournament. And this was quite an entertaining game, which Rantoul just finishes off a 68-55 victory. Both teams looked in midseason form. They were really getting up and down the court there. It was a fun game to watch for an opener.
It was. And, you know, it was one of those I'm thinking, boy, can we handle these guys? And it seems like every time I watch a game like that and then Mike Reynolds' team takes the court, you find out we can compete because he always watches the games and say, yeah, they're not playing much defense. It all starts with defense with him. And so you won't see him get up quite as much, up and down quite as much against the Silver Streaks, who are set to take the court for the first time right now.
Coming off their first regional title in 12 years last year, which the Silver Streaks won here at home with victories over Canton and Quincy Notre Dame. They won 20 games under Coach Mike Reynolds last year, lost a few players, certainly Trevon Diggins is going to be difficult to replace, but here's a team coming in, and we talked about it last year, Jim, the Western Big Six. A lot of the talent was at the sophomore level throughout the entire conference last year, and here you look at the team this year. You've got Grant Gibson, who's a junior, Ethan Meeker, who's a sophomore, and Devin Ross, a sophomore, who are likely going to be in the starting lineup. So here's a team coming off a regional title, 20 wins, and high expectations this year, and despite that, still not a whole lot of seniors, so things are looking really good if we can just keep everybody healthy.
Yeah, and the name we will mention now that we won't again much during the first two-thirds of the season, Joe Williams, who was probably our best defender a year ago, terrific athlete, had really come into his own. Athletic code violation, he's out for 20 games, two-thirds of the season basically, so we won't see him till well after the first of the year. The team's going to have to fill in some spots there that we thought Joe was going to hold down, but hopefully they'll get that straightened away and we'll have some guys step up and still have a good season here.
So Mike Reynolds in his sixth season dealing with that to start the year. Jeff Walraven in his first year as head coach of the Pekin Dragons, but he is no stranger to the program. We'll take a break here on the pregame show. We'll hear from Coach Jeff Walraven of Pekin. When we come back, we'll also visit, of course, with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. The basketball season is underway. The team is on the floor warming up, and you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The clock is ticking toward Friday morning at 6 a.m. when the doors open to huge savings at Farm King. Save $22 on Under Armour polo shirts, a Duraflame compact fireplace, just $59.99, and get a Mossberg Plinkster 22 rifle and save $30 Friday only at Farm King. Come in early for the 24-gun stack on Gun Safe and save $170. Take $70 off a Milwaukee 18-volt compact drill kit and check out the great gifts like the Cajun Injector stainless steel LP grill, Lady Silver brand jeans, and those remote control helicopters. Friday, 6 a.m. at Farm King.
Hey, college basketball fans, it's time for Illinois men's basketball. The season is underway, and single-game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the chance to see your Fighting Illini team in action at State Farm Center this basketball season. Get your tickets today before they're gone. Visit FightingIllini.com or call 866-Illini1 for game information and to buy tickets today. Go Illini!
Grab your list and head to Blick Art Materials. Blick Friday sale from 9 to 7 this Friday. Get 20% off all non-sale items all day. Plus great art sets and fun gifts for the artiste and kids on your list. Like a Prism Color 150-count pencil set for just $99.98. A savings of over $150. Select easels up to 75% off list price. Plus there'll be a free demo from 1 till 3 and spin the wheel for a chance to win free prizes. Blick Art Materials. Blick Friday sale at 150 East and County 10.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, I'm Rick Heath. Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center serves men, women, and children in Knox County who've been affected by domestic violence. They provide emergency shelter and assistance 24 hours a day. Their emergency hotline is 343-SAFE.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
Pekin head coach Jeff Walraven joins us now on the Silver Streaks pregame. And, Coach, welcome to the Thanksgiving tournament. Good to have you guys involved this year.
Well, we're excited to be here as well.
Tell us a little bit about your path to coaching at Pekin here, Jeff.
I've been at Pekin for 14 years now. The first 13, I was in that underclass realm and assistant varsity realm. So when Coach Mott stepped down, the administration was nice enough to give me the opportunity to be the head coach here.
And probably good to learn a few things under Coach Dave Mott.
Coach Mott, Coach Stoner, some of my other coaches that I've learned from is Coach Van Syck, Coach Wayne McLean for Manuel. So I've had some pretty good coaches to learn from.
Yeah, pretty good pedigree. You know, when we think of Pekin basketball, we haven't played for a while, but we always think of a team like Moline in our conference, usually a large team that doesn't pick the tempo up a whole lot, plays games in the 30s and 40s. Is that still kind of your MO?
Well, we'll play our MO to our style and our strengths, and when you see us walk on the court, you're not going to see the Moline size kids. Our tallest kid's about 6'4". We have two of them if they're on their tiptoes. So we're going to have to use athleticism more than height this year.
You know, when some of the folks that are a little up there in age in our listening area think of Pekin and Galesburg, they think of John Thiel coaching against Dottie Hawkins. In fact, the coaches were more the story than the players were sometimes back in those days. And that era has kind of gone by, hasn't it?
I think so, and that's probably it's better for me. I'd rather have the emphasis on the kids and how hard they're working than on me as a coach. So,
when you look at a Mike Reynolds coach Galesburg team, what do you expect from the Silver Streaks?
You know, I've only seen him play on one video from last year. As an underclass coach, you don't really do a whole lot of scouting teams that aren't on your roster or on your schedule. So, I know they have a scorer, and I know if we don't stop them, we're going to be in trouble. So.
Yeah, well, and playing on Galesburg's home court, that puts you at a little disadvantage too, I'm guessing, coming out of the gate.
Absolutely. I'm sure they're going to be ready for their first game, as I hope we are too.
Yeah. Tell us about your couple of weeks of practice here leading up. What are the things you like out of your team, and what are the things that concern you going in?
Depth has concerned me. Again, when you see we're only going to have 10 guys dressed for today, so we've had some key injuries of kids that we've either lost for the season or for these first couple weeks, which are hurting us. But I just like the competitiveness so far within our practice and how hard they're working.
Are the kids pretty much dedicated with basketball exclusively, or have you got some athletes playing several other sports?
One of our starters is actually an all-sectional soccer player who's going to be playing college soccer. So we've had a lot of kids this year that are just doing basketball, or if they do basketball, then maybe a spring sport as well. Our varsity team has three or four golfers on it, so it's a mix. You know, none are just exclusively basketball the whole time and only basketball, but we get them in working. So,
all right. Well, then, how about your starting five tonight, Coach?
Our starting five will have our three seniors and two junior guards. So that's going to be one of the taller lineups we're going to be able to put out there. So we're hoping that works well for us.
Yeah. You're coming off a season, I think, what, 18-8 last year, but you lost quite a few people, right?
We lost 95% of our scoring. We lost four starters. We lost probably 80% of our rebounding and all the height and length and experience we had. But otherwise, we're good to go this year.
All right. Sometimes you'll surprise people doing that, so I'm sure that's your hope.
Yep, that's our goal. That's our goal. Let's come out and shock some people. So.
All right. That's head coach Jeff Walraven of Peak, and our guest is we'll continue with the Silver Streaks pregame and talk with Mike Reynolds of Galesburg after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This holiday season, you could win presents from jewelry to gift certificates to an HDTV in WGIL's Pick a Present. And for an extra advantage, be sure and sign up now for email clues at WGIL.com beginning December 2nd. Be caller number 5 when you hear the cue to call. Pick two numbers, and if the presents behind those numbers match, you'll hear. And you'll win that present. Be sure and sign up for our email advantage at WGIL.com. And play Pick a Present on WGIL.
My husband and I both work during the day, and I don't feel safe leaving her by herself.
When I was a kid, we couldn't go anywhere without my dad running into somebody he knew. He needs that social connection.
Every day, once a week, whatever your needs for adult care are, Gordon Barrett Senior Center is the solution. For your mother or father, we can provide a chance to get out of the house and socialize. A hot meal, someone to make sure they're taking those daytime meds, and activities to look forward to. For you, the peace of mind of knowing your loved one is cared for by trained staff, the ability to work and not worry, or just have a much-needed break from being a caretaker.
Funding is available, and the staff can assist you with funding resources so you can get the help you need in a matter of days. And if you want to tour the Gordon Barrett Senior Center, give Connie a call. She'll arrange your visit.
I'm Connie Crow with Gordon Barrett Senior Center. Call me with questions at 344-2520 or go to galesburg.info, keyword seniors.
Dashing through the snow, decorating, baking, trips to finish up your shopping list, attending parties and get-togethers. You can manage the hustle and bustle with ease when you call Handy Van. Think of us as your sleigh this holiday season. This is Deidre Mannon, manager of the Handy Van. Nothing would delight us more than to pick you up, take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits, and bring you right back home. Spending time with family and friends is especially important during this magical time of year, and we'll do everything we can to make sure your holiday season is memorable. City of Galesburg Handy Van on the second floor of City Hall, helping you live in independently.
Head coach Mike Reynolds for the first time this season. Coach, here we go. Off and running. How's the practice been getting ready for this? Do you feel like you're ready for the game?
Well, I think, you know, any first game, you have trouble feeling ready. You know, I think you got a little nerves, and I think that's natural. But, you know, we've concentrated a lot on trying to do the little things, and hopefully it pays off tonight.
So what are the little things that you're focusing on with this particular group this year for a game one that may be different or the same as groups in the past?
Well, I think, you know, this group's success is going to depend on if we'll share the ball and you know, hit the open guy, because we're going to have a lot of dribble penetration, I think. And with the new, you know, stricter kind of hand check rules and things, hopefully we'll be able to share the ball a little more, maybe get to the free throw line a little more. And defensively, you know, we've got to focus on, you know, can we get the 50-50 balls? Can we find a way to get enough rebounds to be competitive?
Let's talk about that. Since you brought it up, I'll go ahead and ask you about it now. For our listeners' perspective who may have heard a little bit about how the game's going to change a little bit, how do you approach that from a coach's perspective? What do you talk to the kids about in order to get them ready for the changes that have been made?
Well, I think we want to be aggressive. You know, they in theory haven't changed any rules. They've changed how they're calling them. You know, and you watch the first game out there tonight, you didn't see much different. So I think it's going to be game to game, and night to night, you're just going to have to, you know, figure out what you need to do. I think we're still approaching it the same way. You know, we think that when we go play Rocky and those teams, it's still going to be hands-on, hands everywhere. And if it's not, you know, we've got to be equipped to make those adjustments. And we've worked a lot on moving our feet and trying not to pick up silly fouls out in the open court that last year may not have been called as foul. So we still have to be aggressive offensively. And you know, they on their IHSA video, they said, well, if you touch a guy basically when he's going to the rim, it's going to be a foul. And that could be a good thing for us, too. If they're going to, you know, call that for Grant, you know, he may end up with 50 free throws a night. So I think there'll be a happy medium on all the officiating deals.
How does this team differ from last year's team in terms of the personnel you've got and how you're coaching them, how you're approaching them, the style of game that you want to play? What kind of differences can we expect?
Well, I mean, you know, we might play a little faster, but I think, you know, with Devin coming in as a point guard, that probably gives us a true point guard that we kind of haven't had maybe since, you know, Ryan McLemore left. So, you know, that could help us sharing the ball if guys will run the floor and things. You know, we're going to be awful small. We're going to be awful small in positions. But I think that's the way the game of basketball is going. You see, you know, if you're watching UT in the first game tonight, they got 3-6-5 guys and a 6-6 guy, and they're all out there jacking three. So size doesn't become a major issue unless they're going to use it like Moline does, where they run, you know, Vice 6-7 right down to the block and throw it to him 90% of the possession. So then you have to be a little more creative. But, you know, like a lot of guys say, you know, they're going to have to guard us on the other end too. So when we spread the floor and move the ball, those big guys are going to have to come out, whether they're playing man or zone, to guard us. So we think it's an advantage at one end. We think it's a bigger advantage than it'll be a disadvantage for us.
Do you have a sense yet of how deep you feel you can go with these kids, or is that really what you're looking to find out over these next five games or for this tournament?
Well, I think what we stress to our guys, you know, we got a number of young guys still, you know, only four seniors in the program. So, coaches that are any good do not play guys they don't trust. So you got to earn trust in practice. You don't earn trust in the games. You don't earn trust on Wednesday or Friday nights or Saturdays. You might get an opportunity to play, and there's a chance for you to earn trust. But really, the most trust you earn is in practice. And you know, we've got some guys that have earned that, and you know, they'll get the majority of the minutes, and we'll see how it shakes out from there.
Some unknowns with Pekin coming in. They lost some kids from last year, different coach. Do you focus that much on them at this point? Do you look too much at what you expect from them, or is it still really just about what you want your kids to do tonight?
Well, I mean, it's a hodgepodge. You know, you put in stuff against zones. You put in stuff against switching mans. You've had to, for a high school coach, within 2 weeks, you've had to put a lot of stuff in. So we put a lot of stuff in, you know, trying to counteract anything that we could throw at you. See, there's a lot of different styles in our tournament, which is a good thing for us. You know, we're excited to get started. Certainly, this group has put as much time as any group we've ever had, so they're excited to go. I'd be shocked if we didn't come out here and play well. Certainly, the first game is always a little choppy, but, you know, I think especially on a defensive end and an energy situation, I think we'll be okay.
We're going to talk more in some pregame shows coming up throughout this tournament about how the makeup of this tournament with the competition has changed a little bit this year, but I'll ask you specifically about Pekin tonight. What do you like about getting them into this tournament? Certainly there's a regional flair there.
Yeah, I mean, I read in the Pekin Times today, I think the overall record is 28 Galesburg and 21 Pekin. So certainly we want to keep that rolling in our favor. But, you know, it's a long-time rival. I think, you know, they were in our first year that we had the tournament back. They signed a one-year contract, and then they decided they didn't want to play that many games, so they went to Decatur. Certainly, you know, Decatur's a different world than what we're dealing with in Galesburg most of the time. So, We're hoping that with the influx of some semi-local teams that the crowds even get bigger and there's a little more excitement generated, you know, between the Peoria area and the Quad City area, since we're all kind of playing each other. And Pekin's just a nice fit for our tournament, and hopefully they won't figure out how to play real well till Friday.
All right, Coach, good to be working with you again. Thanks for your time as always. We'll visit after the game. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks will wrap up the pregame show after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
My vision was decreasing and had trouble reading the paper and so on, even with glasses. I went to Dr. Ruppel. He examined my eyes and said I had cataracts. And I said, if I want them removed, why, he could do it.
Martha Orwig of Avon trusted Dr. Ruppel to perform her cataract procedure. He removed her cataracts and gave her lifestyle lenses, which restored Martha's vision to the point that she no longer needs glasses, something she was pleasantly surprised about.
I really didn't know after I had the surgery, you know, what the outcome would be. No, the glasses just stay in the drawer.
If you find yourself in a similar situation, Martha has some advice for you.
Have the surgery because it's really not much to it. I would recommend Dr. Ruppel.
Find out if you're a candidate for the advanced technology lens procedure with patient preferred vision at Dr. Ruppel's office in Galesburg. Results may vary. Make an appointment today for your consultation because everyone wants 2020.
Men's, women's, and children's winter apparel, 50% off. If you love to save money, then you have to shop at Community Treasures during the Black Friday and Saturday sale this Friday and Saturday only. Take their already reduced prices on gently used winter apparel and slash them in half. The result? Insane savings you won't find anywhere else. Shirts, sweaters, coats, pants, all 50% off. And feel good because your purchase supports local nonprofits in the area. Community Treasures Thrift Store on East Main in Galesburg.
We're at John Field Gymnasium, where the Galesburg boys basketball team is just a few moments away from tipping off the 2013-14 season, with the Pekin Dragons in town. First meeting between these two teams since they met in a regional game down in Canton back at the end of the 2004 season, a game which Pekin won by 19. Silver Streaks weren't as strong that year, having won only six games. Little different than coming off a couple of teams last year that won 38 games combined between the two of them. And again, high hopes for a Silver Streaks team coming in, coming off that 20-win season. Jim, I was thinking about it as we were sitting here. You know, we had lamented so much, and it's all coming back to me now as we're back in the gym thinking basketball. Galesburg at 7-3 in the Western Big Six Conference last year was 5 points away from being undefeated in the conference. So lots of reasons to be optimistic about this team coming in. Now, granted, we're not playing a conference game. We're not going to worry about that till next week, but 5 points away.
And one C.J. Carr three-pointer at the buzzer away from winning the conference title.
Yeah, 7-3, and Rocky went 8-2. Otherwise, it would have been the other way around. But a three-point loss to Quincy, and then a one-point loss each to Rock Island and Moline. That's how good this team was. And again, lots of kids coming back from that team this year as well. Starting lineups being introduced right now. Devin Ross will get the start at the point guard spot for the Silver Streaks. And it's pretty much being referred to as a four-guard lineup for Galesburg. You heard Coach Mike Reynolds say in the pregame interview, they're not big. And there's really not going to be much of an opportunity to get big with this team. Ross and Ethan Meeker at 6'1", just a sophomore, will handle most of the backcourt duties for the guard spots. Denzel Jones at 5'11", and Grant Gibson at 6'2", will also play a lot on the perimeter, will move down inside a little bit. And then Tyson Parks is about the only guy who's really listed as anything other than a guard, and he's really just a forward at 6 foot. You heard Coach Jeff Walraven of Pekin mention the starting five for his club. Ryan Moss at 6 foot and Blaze Schramm at 5'11 are the two juniors in the starting lineup. The seniors are Bryce Hilst at 6'4, Zach Fuelberth at 6'4, and Sean Zwicky at 6'1. And Walraven said that's about as big as his team can go. So we'll see what happens here tonight with Hilst and Parks in the midcourt circle. The Silver Streaks win the tip and will start off with the ball to begin this season. Parks with it out high, gives to Ethan Meeker, who is so much stronger this year than he was last year as a freshman. And that is obvious out here tonight. He just looks taller, too. Out high, it's Jones. Right side over to Meeker. Fakes left, drives right. Baseline, kicks it over to Gibson. Low pass, he picks it up, gets called for double dribbling. And the Streaks turn it over on their first possession.
Yeah, that was a touchy one because the ball hit the floor as Gibson got it. And official Joe Thompson wanted to call that a dribble. And then when he put it back on the floor, the double dribble called there. So tough call, but it's the way the season starts.
Can't help but think about the severe weather that hit Tazewell County a little over a week ago, week and a half ago, as a shot blocked on the other end.
Ross comes over, blocks Blaze Schramm's shot, picks up the loose ball on the floor, gets it to Meeker for three, and it's a little bit short. Weak side rebound, fought for, and it's deflected over to Hilst, who comes up with it. Pekin, one of the communities hit by the tornadoes, went through the north side of town. And a jumper by Ryan Moss from the outside does get just outside the arc and can't help but think that they're probably happy to be playing a game tonight and get their minds off of that a little bit as that community continues to recover. Grant Gibson fakes right, drives left to the baseline and banks it in, and the Streaks score their first basket of the season at the 6:38 mark of quarter number one.
Doubt this game will be played at the tempo of the previous game. That was Rantoul and UT. Those teams really got up and down the court for four full quarters before Rantoul pulled away for the win.
Eagles won that one 68-55. Silver Streaks deflect a pass out of bounds on the opposite end. First game of the season for Galesburg. This tournament actually started on Monday with two games here at John Thiel Gym. Continued yesterday between East Peoria and Limestone. And then resumed tonight with that Rantoul UT game. Opening night of the boys basketball season. Four more games to continue between Friday and Saturday after this one. On the outside, this is Schramm with it, trying to drive right. Cannot shake Meeker on the outside. Kicks it back out to Ryan Moss at the top of the circle. Bounce pass to the left side. Bullet pass in the lane. It's taken away by Denzel Jones. Driving. Gets it over to Gibson. Fires up a three and got it.
Well, I thought he forced that one, but he proved me wrong. That thing, a high arching side spinning shot right in front of the Pekin bench. Nothing but net.
He was well covered, but he got the shot up and high arcing went down, and the Silver Streaks have their first lead of the season at 5-3, 5.5 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. Gibson deflects it out of the hands of Hilst on the opposite end out of bounds. Pekin will hang on to it.
Camouflage night by the Galesburg student body, and a lot of them in fatigues over there this evening.
How can you tell? That's such an obvious joke, I know, but I couldn't help it. Down the left side, now pulling up from 10 feet away. Moss comes up a little bit strong in the shot. Rebound deflected around. Hilst gets it, and then is stripped as he drives into the lane for it. Taken away by Grant Gibson at the other end. Spinning off the glass and in for Denzel Jones. Streaks got out at it in transition, and Denzel got up with a finger roll over the front of the rim, and the Streaks lead by four. And that gets the student section into it a little bit for Galesburg. Driving at the other end and a block foul called as Hilst took it right to the basket. And there's contact going to the basket as we talked about on the pregame show. Evan Massey came over. We visited with him a little bit about the emphasis of the officials with contact going to the basket. And Parks gets called for the foul for Galesburg.
Yeah, Bryce Hilst, probably the strongest player just looking out there on this Pekin squad. A good-looking athlete. He and Tyson Parks really mixing it up inside as he misses the first free throw. But those two guys clearly the best of the post players here in this one tonight.
Just looking over some stats from last season before coming out here tonight. Free throws were something that caught my attention as Hilst misses the second one as well. Good block out by Gibson to pull down the rebound. Tell you what I found here when we get a moment. On the outside, Meeker drives to the free throw line, dishes it over. Ross for three from the right side, missed it. Rebound chased down. Tyson Parks fights off two defenders out to Jones. And the three-pointer's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound in the lane, picked up by Pekin. Fuelberth gets his first rebound. Streak's got a couple of opportunities at it. Come up empty. Now the Dragons with it back. Down by four, 4.5 minutes to go here in this first quarter. On the outside, driving in. Cut off inside the free throw line. Dish pass left side off the baseline. Won't go. And the foul called against Zach Fuelberth over the back of Tyson Parks coming down for the rebound.
Yeah, Parks doing a terrific job of making himself big underneath there. Got the rebound. You know, it was funny. At the end of football season, we talked with Mike Reynolds just as the Streaks were getting ready to practice. And he said, well, I'm going to use Denzel Jones down low. I said, is Denzel grown? He said, no. But that shows you because, you know, he's traditionally a guard, but we just don't have much size, and so he's going down low a little bit on defense.
And Denzel can get up with it. He's got good hops and an offensive foul called as Gibson backs up trying to post up on Sean Zwicky, who got knocked to the floor. And that goes as the second Galesburg turnover, first time since their opening possession in the first foul of the game on Gibson. 4:12 to go here in this first quarter. Mentioning the free throws a moment ago, Looking back at it, Galesburg shot three more free throws than their opposition last year. It was almost dead even through 34 games between how many free throws the opposition shot and how many Galesburg shot. 555 to 552. And the Streaks took advantage of those extra three free throws they got over the opposition. They made three more than the opposition last year. So it's interesting to look back over the course of a whole season, almost exactly the same number of makes and misses between the Streaks and their opponents.
Yeah, that won't happen very often. That's a lot of ball games and a lot of free throws.
Meeker for three from the top of the arc, a little bit off the back of the rim. Chased down by Tyson Parks, saves the rebound to Ross. To the outside, Meeker. He'll drive, this time a floater. Runs off the back of the rim, but a blocking foul called on Blaze Schramm. Might have been just a little bit too close to the position underneath the basket, and he got called for the block. Meeker will shoot two free throws here.
Streaks with three offensive rebounds, two of those from Tyson Parks so far. Not real sharp from the field yet, but getting a lot of good looks. I think the offense running exactly the way Mike Reynolds would want to see it. Getting people into position. Is Eric Thompson going to step in for his first appearance of the season in replacement of Tyson Parks? And you know, Tyson in the offseason diagnosed with the juvenile diabetes, basically, I believe that they're calling it. And so his stamina is going to be a big question. How many minutes can he play consecutively and still remain strong out there?
Meeker makes one of two free throws, his first point for the season. 8-3, Galesburg is the lead. And here's Pekin back on offense. Scored the opening basket of the game. Streaks have scored the last eight to take a five-point lead. So Pekin trying to end that run here. Down by five. Dribbling around the top of the circle. Schramm dumps it off to Sean Zwicky, coming around to the right side. Now he picks it up on the outside of the arc. Gets double-teamed. Now driving down the lane. Good dump-off pass to Hilst, who takes it all the way up and in. 8-5. Galesburg by three. Approaching the three-minute mark of quarter number one. Ross in the midcourt circle. Picked up there by Hilst. Bit of a size mismatch. Ross has grown in the offseason. Saw him last year as just a freshman on the varsity. I think he was listed at 5'9". He's at 6 foot on the roster this year. Bad pass through the lane, deflected, but it goes right to Meeker. So the Streaks get a break there. Back to Meeker from Gibson. Three-pointer off the front of the rim. Rebound Hilst. He's got four rebounds already for Pekin. Three-point Galesburg lead. Dragons with the ball. 2:35 to go, first quarter. Schramm on the outside with the dribble, guarded by Meeker. Streaks have stuck pretty much to the man defense through the first quarter here. Right side driving in the lane. Schramm pulls up just inside the free throw line. Way too strong off the backboard. Then gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Pekin within one now. 8-7 is the Galesburg lead. Dragons coming off an 18-win season last year. But you heard Coach Jeff Walraven say in the pregame show they lost pretty much everything from last year. Percentage-wise, the numbers are staggering how much they lost from a team that won 18 games. Gibson in the lane, draws contact, no foul called. Rebound by Pekin after the miss. So the Streaks have hit a bit of a scoring lull here, and the Dragons have a chance to regain the lead. Driving in with a minute 50 to go, cut off, kicking it back out. Moss for three off the front of the rim. Rebound came down hard to Denzel Jones. He did a good job of controlling that one. Takes it to the other end, dumps it off to Ross, up and in.
Heck of a look across the lane that time from Jones to Ross, and the Streaks back up by three.
Streaks doing a great job in transition. That's their second basket on the run here tonight, and they lead by three. The transition bucket's the difference in the game right now. And that gets the Streaks student section back into it a little bit, making some noise over there. On the left baseline, kicking it back out, Schramm. On the left elbow, back into the corner it goes. Dribbling into the front court, Zwicky cut off. He'll reverse directions, back into the corner it goes again. A minute 10 to go first quarter. Three-point Galesburg lead. Pekin with possession. Hilst, good backdoor cut, but a little bit too strong in the layup. Rebound by Thompson for the Silver Streaks. Gibson at the other end. Spin move in the lane. Right-handed shot, a little bit short. Rebound Zwicky for Pekin. So right back on offense come the Dragons. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. 10-7 is the Galesburg lead. Cutting through, pull-up jumper off the glass. Won't go down. Ethan Meeker with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. In transition, Jones for three.
Right away.
One of the best ways you can get a three-point shot is in secondary break transition at the other direction, and the Streaks made him pay.
Well, and then this is where Galesburg will become real dangerous because you know Gibson and Meeker are going to be scorers, and if these other guys step up and hit some threes, they're going to be very tough to defend this year.
Timeout called by Jeff Walraven with 17 seconds to go here in the first quarter, just a 30-second timeout. For Pekin. Looking back at Denzel Jones, his high game last year offensively was 8 points at Sterling. Scored only 79 points all season. Here he's got 5 in the first quarter tonight. So, yeah, if you could start looking at 7, 8, 9, 10 points a game from Denzel Jones, that's going to help pick up some of that slack that the Streaks lost last year.
Yeah, and that balance is so important. In fact, I look down here, I see Joey Range right below us, and I was talking with him at the YMCA this summer, and he said, Grant Gibson came up and asked me how many points I scored. He said, I'm going to break your record. And Joey said, I looked at him and said, you just win basketball games. Don't worry about points records. So, you know, Grant obviously a real offensive force, and he's going to have nights where he'll get 30-plus points, I'm confident. But probably nights where he scores 20 and the rest of the team chips in makes us that much more dangerous.
Down to 10 seconds to go, coming out of the Pekin timeout. Skipping left side, nearly stolen away. Pekin comes up with it. Quick jumper comes up short by Moss. Rebound deflected around. Saved by the Dragons, and the shot rolls off at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of quarter number one. Galesburg by 6, 13-7. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hot stuff coming through.
Well, thanks. I have been working out.
No, this pan is burning my fingers. Get out of my way or you're going to be wearing it.
Sorry. It's Michelle from Bates Collision Center helping Patsy prepare for her family's holiday dinner.
Listen, I'm the one that should be sorry. It's just that everyone will be here any minute. The turkey's half done, and I'm standing here in my bathrobe. I just wanted everything to be perfect.
Everything will be perfect. That's what we do. At Bates Collision Center, everything we do is to make sure you have a perfect experience. We take the time to handle all the details, like setting up towing and getting you in a rental car. We even give your car a hand wash and spiff up the inside, too.
And, of course, a factory perfect repair guarantee.
Perfect.
You know, you're right. I don't know why I'm so uptight.
Patsy?
I guess I just got caught up in the whole rush of the holidays.
Patsy?
When I should just relax and let everything burn.
Burn? I didn't know sweet potatoes were that flammable.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
Quick, you grab the fire extinguisher. I'll order pizza.
Out of collision.
Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks leading Pekin in the opener of the Thanksgiving tournament, 13-7. Dragons have the ball to start off quarter number two. Some substitutions. We'll get you those as a three-pointer by Pekin won't go down. Ethan Meeker goes up high for the rebound, and the Silver Streaks trying to build on a six-point lead here to start the second quarter. J.J. Range is in the game, a 5'9 junior with the ball out to Ethan Meeker. Parks is back on the floor for the Silver Streaks, joining Gibson, and Logan Davis comes in to begin the second quarter for the Silver Streaks. All these players, except for Range, were on the roster last year on the varsity level. Gibson's three-pointer got partially blocked, and it trickles out of bounds.
Thought that one might come back to us.
Yeah, but they're sending it the other way, so they're saying apparently the shot was not blocked. So just an air ball by Gibson. Get some first quarter stats for you here at the next opportunity. Pekin with the ball, trailing by 6, 13-7 is the Galesburg lead. Right side, Schramm kicks it back out. Long three on the way by Moss off the back of the rim twice, and a good box out. Parks going up high for the rebound and then gets fouled as Zwicky reaches in, tries to knock out of his hands, and picks up his second foul.
You know, that's the one thing about Tyson Parks. He's listed as 6'1", but, I mean, here's a guy that with his springs, he plays like a 6'5 in there. So well, it's a little deceiving when you look at our lineup, because between he, as you mentioned, Denzel Jones, we got some guys that can get in there and get up that kind of belies their shorter stature.
Silver Streaks leading by 6. We played a minute here in the second quarter. 13-7 is the lead. Parks out high. Right side over to Meeker. Dribbles it back to the perimeter, out to the volleyball line, actually. Now over to Logan Davis. Picks up his dribble, passes it back right over to Meeker. Takes right, goes left, dumps it off to Davis. They play a little keep away on the outside as Pekin opens quarter number two in a 2-3 zone. On the outside, Range fakes, drives, up, off the rim. But a blocking foul called, and J.J. will get a couple of free throws.
You know,
boy, he was quick to the basket.
He
there,
was,
wasn't he?
We talked during the football season how as it developed, you saw J.J. run tentatively early, and then as the season went along, he became more of a varsity type player. You could just see the confidence, and I think we're looking for that thing on the basketball court as well, where he starts to develop more and more moxie to play at the varsity level.
First free throw off the back of the rim. Out goes Blaze Schramm as he picked up his second foul. Colton Penning, a 5'8 junior, replaces him on the floor. Also Noah Kesselmayer, a 6'2 junior, is into the game. Fuelberth is still on the floor, as is Moss. as the second free throw by Range is good, so he gets his first point on the varsity level. Galesburg by 7, and JJ gets a break. Sitting back down, Denzel Jones back into the game for the Streak. So we'll stick with the man defense here. Pekin bringing it into the front court. Galesburg leading by 7. Played a minute and a half here in the second quarter. First game of this 2013-14 boys basketball season. Moss gets it right side over to Kesselmeyer. Backing his way in, Hilst kicks it back out. They swing it around left around the perimeter. Now skipping it right back into the right corner, bouncing it into Hilst, posting up on Gibson up and over the top of him. Second basket of the game for Bryce Hilst. He has 4.
Streaks moved very well on defense that time. Can't fault anything there, but Pekin got the matchup they wanted with Hilst inside. Even though Grant's solid, Hilst has got the height advantage, and he's going to score more times than not if he gets the ball down low.
Under 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Jones on the outside where he hit a three-pointer in the first quarter. Cut off there, skips it over to Logan Davis between the circles. Now Meeker with it. Right side it goes over to Gibson on the wing. He'll dribble left to the free throw line, dumps it into the corner to Jones, skips it back out to Meeker. Ethan's been covered up well on the perimeter. He's been the Streak's most effective three-point shooter coming back from last season, but he just hasn't had any open looks tonight so far. Don't tell me that Jeff Walraven didn't scout this team a little bit more than he led on in the pregame show. Left side, good pass over to Gibson from the corner, off the rim. Rebound knocked around and a foul called on the Silver Streaks going for the offensive rebound.
Really worked the ball. Probably took 40, 50 seconds that time. Got the shot we wanted with Grant in the corner, but it wouldn't go down. And then the foul on the rebound.
Second foul on Tyson Parks. He'll sit down. Devin Ross back into the game, so the Streaks go a little bit smaller. With Ross back on the floor, joining Jones, Davis, Gibson, and Meeker for the Silver Streaks. Approaching the 5-minute mark here in the first half, Galesburg leads by 5. 14-9 over the Pekin Dragons, first meeting in 9 years between these two. Last time they also met in a tournament, but it was the postseason, not the first part of the season. Between the circles, Moss gets it back over left side, looking to go into the corner. They keep it on the outside up top. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Right side, Moss dribbling in, skips it over to the left wing. Now into the corner it goes. Here comes a three, jumper on the way, in and out, rebound. Good box out by Grant Gibson to come up with that rebound.
Yeah, I think Pekin's doing some good things for a team that's so inexperienced. They lost 95% of their offense, according to Coach Walraven. And this is a team that, you know, they're not going to come out and score 70 very often. But if they play good defense, box out, and get good shot opportunities, they'll compete. And they're competing so far here tonight.
Quick jumper in the lane. Grant Gibson banks it up and in with a right hand and a chance at a three-point play here. Now, even good defense, hard to stop that.
You mentioned the last time these two teams played. I was not there, but you were there for that postseason game, and that was a little more traditional Pekin team, wasn't it? A tall club that played defense and scored in the 30s and really frustrated you what you wanted to do on offense.
Gibson misses the free throw, does a little banging on the inside, trying to rebound the miss, but Kesselmeyer controls for Pekin. In fact, they got in the 60s that night, if I remember right. Yeah, 66-47. A little more offensive firepower that year. Driving down the right side of the lane, up and in with the right hand is Ryan Moss. He's taken more shots than anybody tonight, but that's only a second basket. He's got 5, but he's as confident as anybody out there offensively. Driving in left side, Ross has the ball knocked away, scramble for it in the lane. Pekin comes up with it. Third turnover on the Streaks, past the midway point of quarter number 2. Down 5 and a bad pass on the inside, stolen away from behind by Gibson, trying to lead the break. Gets it over to Meeker, steps left for 3 off the back of the rim. And the rebound by Pekin. Hilst comes up with a 6 board in the lane. Now Pekin trying to get out with it. Kesselmeyer pump fakes, puts it up and in under the basket.
Hey, Ethan Meeker still has not found his shot yet in the first half for the Streaks, but when he does, many times he can knock down 3 or 4 in a row. He was the big reason we won the regional title last year. He got the hot hand against Quincy Notre Dame in that the last time we played on this floor.
Pekin within 3. In fact, Grant Gibson had only 6 in that QND game. Meeker led the Streaks in scoring each of the 3 postseason games, including 15 in the loss to Peoria Central in the sectional game. On the outside, Ross with it. Now Jones comes out, gives off to Gibson. Under 3 minutes to go, first half. Meeker with it on the left side. Driving, jump step to the right, up and in with the right hand. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds for the Silver Streaks as he watches his team go back up by 5. 2:46 to go in the first half.
That'll be a 30-second timeout as well. You know, you mentioned the loss to Peoria Central last year, and Central, after a couple of real good years, has lost a lot of their talent. I see where most of them in Peoria feeling like Manuel is clearly the team to beat over there going into this season. Limestone, though, you know, they're 2-0 in this tournament. I think they've established themselves as the team to beat here. They finished third last year in the Class 3A state tournament, so I think we've got them Friday night, so that'll be a tough one.
Now, in fact, the streaks finish against Peoria Notre Dame on Saturday. Will be the last game after the Galesburg girls play Freeport in the Hall of Fame ceremony. Limestone was the beneficiary of some major upsets in that sectional complex last year when Washington had lost only one game all year. They went down. Central upset Peoria Notre Dame and then took out Galesburg. Central went into that game with Limestone with a losing record. I think they were only 12-16.
Yeah, and it was, a one-point game, I think. It was a barn burner.
But the Lions definitely got it together at the end of last year. All right, coming out of the Galesburg timeout, streaks by five. Pekin with the ball, turnaround jumper, strong move by Hilst down low with the left hand up and in on the low blocks.
I think Grant Gibson still has some bruises from trying to guard Josh Augusta in that last sectional game over there.
Streaks just absolutely got blitzed in the opening quarter of that game and never recovered. Was it 19-1, I think? Meeker for three, finally found the range from the outside. That's about as open a look as he's had, and it made a difference as the streaks go back up by six. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half, 21-15, and the student section comes alive again for Galesburg. On the outside, Hilst comes out for the pass, dribbling a couple of times between the circles. Now gives off left to Kesselmayer. Minute 40 to go first half. Pekin hanging in there, down six against a more experienced Galesburg team. They've done some things very nicely, and a tough move underneath the basket, the offensive putback by Hilst. He battled for position, got Galesburg to bite on the fake, and then the streaks are out of position for the offensive rebound, and that pulls Pekin within four, and the Dragons call a full timeout. 90 seconds to go before halftime, streaks by four. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Starting December 2nd, listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present. Choose two numbers, and if the presents match, you win. Pick a Present, beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
Minute and a half to go before halftime here in Galesburg's opening game of the season here at the Thanksgiving Tournament. 21-17 is the Galesburg lead. Streaks will have the ball coming out of a full Pekin timeout. Meeker, Davis, Jones on the floor for the streaks along with Ross and Gibson. For Pekin, it's Kesselmayer, Penning back into the game, Colton Penning, just a 5'8 junior. Fuelberth stays on the floor along with Moss and Hilst. Moss and Hilst, the real leaders for Pekin here tonight, offensively and defensively. On the outside, Ross drives in the lane, kicks it over to Meeker on the left wing, fakes the three, drives inside, cut off there, kicks it back out to Davis. Now Meeker with it, pulls up from 18 feet, switched it from the left wing.
Two straight trips, Meeker with a basket. Reminds me of Phil Reddington, the soccer coach. Talked to him in the fall. He said, Ethan was one of the guys that could have been a really good soccer player. In fact, was in junior high, but has dedicated himself to basketball. And so it's one of those things where Mike Reynolds' gain was Phil Reddington's loss in the sport situation there with Meeker.
Seven in the quarter for Meeker. Now he steals one away, intercepts the pass, and Mays lays it up with the left hand at the other end.
Right on cue, Mr. Meeker.
Making you look good, Jim. 8-point lead for Galesburg. Matches their biggest lead of the night. 9 in the quarter for Meeker. He leads all scorers with 10 in the game. Down to 30 seconds to go in the first half. Moss in the midcourt circle. Pekin will try to hold for the final shot here as they spread out the offense a bit. Penning back to Moss in the circle. 20 seconds to go in the half. Reverses left. They keep it on the perimeter at the half-court line. Moss guarded by Ross. Down to 10 seconds to go in the midcourt circle with a right-hand dribble. Goes right. finds an open man. Penning with a high arching shot, but he missed everything. And then Meeker coming out with it under the basket, dribbled it off his leg out of bounds. And Pekin will get it back with 3.5 seconds to go.
We got a defensive rebound and a turnover, I guess.
That's how I'm listing it, yep. Only the fourth turnover for Galesburg. That after turning it over on their first possession of the game. That's 3.5 seconds to go. They'll inbound it from left of the baseline. Or left of the basket, rather. Kesselmeyer looking. Now gets it in, but not in time. 5 second call. Hilst didn't get free quite quickly enough. And the Streaks do force a turnover, and they'll get a chance to take it the length of the court for a basket here at the end of the half.
Well, I would think Pekin would run up and put some pressure here. They don't want to let Galesburg get a half-court pass in here with 3 seconds left.
Well, the Streaks shooters are in the backcourt.
Yeah,
Davis
man.
And Jones in the front court. They get it into Gibson at the Pekin free throw line, down to 1 second. Across half court, squares up,
wow. And
off the front of the rim. Was right on the money, but just a little bit short. And Galesburg takes an 8-point lead into the half. 25-17 as they fell behind early 3-0. When they regained the lead at 5-3, they've kept it the rest of the half. When we come back on the halftime, take a look at the first half stats. We'll get a word from the sidelines when the team comes back out of the locker room as well. Galesburg 25, Pekin 17 at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just
good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Need a little Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I love holiday music.
We need a little Christmas.
Find it on 105.3 KFM.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Continuous Christmas music now through Christmas Day on the Christmas Station, 105.3 KFM.
There's a lot to buying a house besides the purchasing process. Protecting your home and your possessions is very important. Cratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, will explain your coverages to you and make sure they provide the peace of mind you desire. We can also review your current policy to make sure you're not paying too much. So to review your policy or get a home insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me, Mark Cratty, today at Cratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. As the Silver Streaks in their opening game of the season lead Pekin Dragons 25-17 here at the Thanksgiving Tournament. Earlier, Rantoul defeated United Township 68-55. Tight game through three quarters, but the Eagles pulled away in the fourth quarter for their first win of the season. Also under a new head coach, as Pekin is here tonight, and Rantoul is a team we're going to see not only this weekend, but at another tournament coming up at Christmas, as they will be playing in Taylorville. So we'll get familiar with them and their new head coach, but we'll worry about them later. Right now, it's the Pekin Dragons who are the opponents, scored the opening basket, took a 3-0 lead. Galesburg scored the next eight, and they've led since, leading by eight here at half, 25-17. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Jim, defenses have been dominating here tonight, even though we like the way both teams are running their offenses. We like what they've done on the interior. We like the shots that they've taken. Typical, I guess, numbers here for a first game of the season, not lighting it up on either end, but not as cold as they could be either, I think. Numbers aren't terrible, it doesn't look like.
Yeah, and really it doesn't look so much like a first game of the year to me from a ball handling standpoint.
No.
We've seen some early games that had way too many turnovers, but these two teams, well, I think they both tend to play within themselves. I think they're a reflection of their coaches. These guys aren't going to get out and just go crazy and throw the ball all over the place. So that's evident here. The Silver Streaks with just four turnovers in the half, two in each quarter. I'll take that any night.
Yeah.
And Pekin with only five turnovers in the half. So not a whole lot of pressure on the ball in the full court level. That makes a big difference, too, when you're just playing basically a a half-court defense, but still a real respectable turnover count. And speaking of respectable, I thought the shooting percentages were as well. Gelsberg, 45% for the half, 10 out of 22. As we said, Ethan Meeker couldn't find a shot early, but came on late, had a run of six straight points there in the second quarter that has helped to give the Silver Streaks that bumper. While Pekin has struggled throughout, they're just 8 of 22, but 36%, still not an all-bad shooting percentage for the half. Rebounding edge slightly to the Dragons here at halftime, 14 to 12.
Leading rebounder for the Streaks shared between Meeker and Tyson Parks with three each, seven rebounds in the first half for Bryce Hills for Pekin. Dragons were only one of six from three-point range. Gelsberg, 2 of 12. I mean, I know they put up some three-point shots. It doesn't seem like that much of their offense has come from three-point range, but more than half their shots tonight have come from behind the arc.
Yeah, and I don't know that that's going to be unusual this season with the four-guard offense, and I think Mike Reynolds realizing, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot in the paint because tonight you might get a little bit, but against some of the bigger teams, we found that out last year. It's hard to get shots off. You run your offense, you get in there, and then you get rejected.
Yeah.
May as well go out there and see if you can't toss a three ball in.
Right. Streaks 2 for 5 from the free throw line. Pekin 0 for 1. So only 6 total free throws shot in the first half, and only 8 total team fouls between these two clubs. 25-17 is the Gelsberg lead at the half. When we come back, we'll get a word from the Streaks coaching staff when they come back out of the locker room. The Silver Streaks lead by 8 on opening night here at John Thiel Gymnasium. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Yem is asking the question, why save hundreds when you could save thousands? For the first time ever, Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC are capitalizing on Black Friday shopping with holiday discount pricing on every Chevy, Buick, and GMC on the lot, which means the price you see is the lowest price guaranteed. Right now, get a 2013 Silverado Extended Cab 4x4 marked down over $8,000. Save over $8,700 on a 2013 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 or the all-new 2014 Chevy Silverado Regular Cab 4x4. Marked down $4,500. Holiday discount priced at just $26,545.
The best deals are in the bag.
Shop the Black Friday sales event going on now at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC, 2195 North Henderson, Gelsberg.
Tax title license included. For the 2014 Silverado price, you must trade in a 99 or newer vehicle. See Yem for details on truck loyalty.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Partly cloudy, the low 17, sunny and 36 for Thanksgiving Day, dropping to 17 again tomorrow night. Friday should be sunny, a high of 35, low 20s Friday night. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday hitting the low 40s. Right now it's 22 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Starting December 2nd, listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present. Choose two numbers, and if the presents match, you win. Pick a Present, beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium, Gelsberg 25, Pekin 17. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. Bryce Hilst leads the Dragons in scoring with 8. Ryan Moss has 5. 13 of the 17 points belong to those two players for the Dragons. Blaise Schramm started the game. Got into some foul trouble late in the first quarter, finished with just 2 points. Noah Kesselmeyer off the bench has the other two for the Dragons. Sean Zwicky, Colton Penning, and Zach Fuelberth have not scored for the Dragons, wearing the road red tonight with the black and white trim down the side. For the Silver Streaks, Ethan Meeker, the only player in double figures for either side. He leads all scorers with 10. Denzel Jones has 5. Grant Gibson with 7 for Galesburg. 2 for Devin Ross. The only point off the bench for Galesburg belongs to J.J. Range on 1 of 2 free throw shooting. Tyson Parks did not score but grabbed 3 rebounds for the Streaks. Logan Davis and Eric Thompson have had time off the bench for the Silver Streaks. They have not scored. Thompson does have a rebound, so he is statistically is in the book for something other than just some minutes played. 25-17 is the Galesburg lead. Our halftime coaches' interviews this season brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We appreciate their support. And let's go down to the sideline where Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman.
All right, Coach Steve Cheeseman, the student body here in fatigues, they're ready for battle. Looks like your team was too.
Yeah, and we were in the muck there for a little while, and Pekin did a really good job with their sagging man-to-man, containing, switching defense. But our guys sped the game up there at the end of the quarter, and we went on, I don't know, 6-8-0 run and showed the skill and abilities we have, and we make it a full-court game.
Ethan Meeker started to find his touch there toward the end of the half.
Yeah, he really did. He's an exceptional talent. He can take a game over by himself on both the defensive and offensive end, and he had a good finish to the half.
And the focus in the locker room at halftime was?
Try to be aggressive. We want to get the game going up and down a little bit and make it an 84-feet game and use our skills, spread the floor, and get after it on the offensive end.
Thanks, Steve. Looking forward to a great year.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman giving us some time with the team comes out of the locker room, get a little perspective on what the plans are for the second half, and see if the Silver Streaks can build on this 8-point lead here, 25-17. And the Silver Streaks will have the ball to begin quarter number three. Gibson, Ross, Meeker, Parks, and Jones. So the same five who started the game will begin the third quarter for the Streaks. For Pekin, Zwicky with two fouls back on the floor, along with Stram, who also had two. Bryce Hilst, the leading rebounder in the game. Moss, the leading scorer. I'm sorry, Hilst also the leading scorer for Pekin. And who did I miss? Zach Fuelberth, starting five for Pekin. Meeker down the lane, switches hands on the way up, and missed everything. Rebound by Fuelberth for Pekin. Into the front court, Stram trying to switch directions, gets inside the free throw line, running one-hander, hangs on the rim, and then comes down into the hands of Tyson Parks, and then the Silver Streaks turn it over underneath the basket. Miscommunication between Parks and Gibson. And, yep, Pekin's going to get it back here. ...25-17 just underway in the third quarter. Runner in the lane and missing everything. And then nobody boxed out Hilst, so he saves it under the basket. Kicks it back out to the perimeter, driving in and losing it on the way up. Moss dribbles the ball out of bounds. And Pekin gives it right back. So a flurry of action here in the first 43 seconds. But neither team has scored. Galesburg still leads by eight.
Steve Cheeseman, I thought, in midseason form with his quick analysis of what's going on out there. We appreciate Steve, the assistant coach, joining us at halftime of all the Streaks games here.
Now Ross turns it over on the opposite end, lost control of the dribble. And then Jones goes up high for a deflected or taken away from Moss. Tried to lob it over him, and Jones showed just how high he can get with the spring in his step. And then he gets fouled after picking off the steal. Moss turned it over and then fouled him for his first of the game.
Well, he complimented the teams on how well they'd taken care of the ball in the first half, and then they come out here in the first 2 minutes, and each team's got two turnovers in the second half.
On the left side, Meeker. Ooh, got open, but he passed up the shot. Quick inlet pass to Parks. Pump fakes, puts it up and in. Perfect position by Parks underneath the basket. Galesburg with its first 10-point lead of the night. You like that? Perfect position by Parks.
It was. And good alliteration by the play-by-play man.
Minute and a half gone here in the third quarter. Quick jumper from the baseline off the front of the rim. Parks skies for another rebound. He's got five in the game. Here come the Silver Streaks on the run. And a reverse layup by Grant Gibson.
Well, Steve Cheeseman said we want to get out, play 84 feet, get up and down a little more. That's exactly what we did there.
They've extended the lead to 12 now, 29-17. We haven't even played 2 minutes of the third quarter yet. On the outside, Stram. Back between the circles to Moss out high, working against Devin Ross. Hesitated, now dumps it into Hilst, trying to drive baseline. Kicks it over left side, and the jumper by Fuelberth for his first basket of the game. 29-19, Galesburg by 10. Ross into the front court, tries to shove off his man. Now Meeker driving, cut off on the baseline. Reverses back along the baseline he goes, and a little bit off the mark, but a rebound by Tyson Parks up and in. Three rebounds in the first half,
yep.
And he's already got three rebounds in the second half, and another turnover by Pekin. Gibson switches hands, a little bit short, rebound batted around and over the back by Pekin as Gibson came down with the weak side, or the offensive rebound on the weak side.
You know, Grant Gibson going to have to get a little more attention on his defense. I mean, here's a guy that everybody thinks about in scoring, but he's got quick hands and made another steal right there. And if you are not paying attention, he will pick your pocket and head the other way. Grant doing it on both ends of the court right now.
They've gotten the tempo more to their liking here with a flurry of activity to begin the second half, and the Streaks have extended the lead to 12, forcing a Pekin timeout with 5:29 to go here in the third quarter.
This summer, of course, guys play their summer ball. The Streaks had a pretty good go of it and competed with some very good teams around the state. And when they're not playing organized, I noticed out at the Y, a couple of the guys that we've been calling a lot tonight, Grant Gibson and Tyson Parks, were out there playing noon ball with the older guys. Granted, they've got younger legs, but the older guy's a lot stronger. And so these guys, I think, saw the opportunity to get banged around a little bit by some more mature men playing basketball. And they were out there, and I've got to think that helps them when they come out here playing the high school kids again.
Bad pass by Ross after the inbounds from Gibson. Tried to get a quick one right back to Grant, but it was intercepted by Pekin on the good read by Hilst. So three turnovers in the third quarter already for Galesburg after only four in the first half. Pekin has four turnovers after only five in the first half. Hilst on the outside, drives inside the free throw line, fakes right, goes left, shot off the back of the rim. What a rebound by Ross under the basket. And then got called for traveling as a little bit of contact from the backside forced him to drag his pivot foot. And Mike Reynolds does not like that call.
Yeah, Devin Ross cleared that one off. You wouldn't expect no bigger than he is, but he's got long arms.
Yes,
and that
he does.
Sweeping right hand just swatted it back into himself and looked good.
And a good vertical as well as he got up for that one. In the lane, curling around and a block by Tyson Parks out of bounds as Pekin briefly had position with Schramm flying through the lane and Parks came from the backside and swatted it out of bounds. On the inbound, Pekin does get it in, beating the five-second call by Kesselmeyer, and then a kind of a delayed whistle as Kesselmeyer got called for traveling on the wing. They have now doubled their first half turnover total. Five in the first two quarters, five already here in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter.
Yeah, Tyson Parks starting to come into his own as a player now. Ever since he was a freshman, we all said, wow, what a specimen of an athlete he is. And if he could just learn to play a little bit smarter and in control out there, and I think that as he's matured, he's starting to do that.
On the right side, Gibson in the lane, tries to dump it off, and he turns it over. Nine turnovers on the Streaks, more in this third quarter than they had the entire first half. The defensive intensity has picked up. Neither team taking quite as good a care of the ball either, though. On the outside, bounce pass from Schramm, and that's a bad pass. Picked off by Jones, and he lays it up and in at the other end. First basket by Denzel Jones with a steal and the equivalent of a pick six running at the other direction uncontested.
Our compliments of the ball handling was the kiss of death for both of these teams. They've combined for 10 turnovers in the first 4 minutes of this third quarter.
Well, I've got Pekin for six.
That
makes 11 between the two of them. And we've only played half of the third quarter. 4 minutes gone. Pull-up jumper. Jones went for the steal at the other end. That allowed Schramm to take three steps to the basket and then pulled it up from 12 feet and knocked it down. That ends the little Galesburg run. Streaks still lead by a dozen here, 33-21. Soft pass out high. Gibson gets it before it's stolen away. Drives the other direction. Draws contact. He'll shoot two free throws. 33-21 Galesburg. 3:42 to go here in the third quarter. Gibson to the free throw line. He's missed his only attempt of the night. Last season, Gibson shot 73% from the season, leading Galesburg with 188 attempts. First free throw here is good.
Yeah, Coach Jeff Walraven of Pekin, if you heard our pregame interview, all he would really have to say about the Streaks is, well, I know they've got a really good score, and we probably shouldn't let him go crazy.
So far, they've done a good job of preventing that. That's Gibson's 10th, now 11th point as he makes both free throws. 35-21, Galesburg by 14. Last year, Grant Gibson was unstoppable in this Thanksgiving tournament. Scored 45 points in one game. He was consistently scoring in the 30s, but that was as much as anything because the Streaks needed him to. More balance in game number one here tonight as Meeker has 10, Gibson 11, Denzel Jones with 7, and the Streaks lead by 14. 3:32 to go here in the third quarter as the Streaks deflect a pass out of bounds. Now Pekin inbounds into the right corner. Meeker covers up Schramm there. They get it out to Hilst at 6'4", playing on the perimeter. Now he goes down low, trying to get open. Pekin drives, kicks it back out to Penning, who gets leveled to the floor. And that's going to send him to the free throw line.
It wasn't the foul that put him on the floor that got the ooh from the crowd. It was the block afterwards. As Tyson Parks, that ball was up in the air for a little while, and he came in and swatted it away with authority.
On the inbounds, driving in, Hilst draws contact. No foul called against Parks, who got another defensive stop. And a rebound after the offensive attempt won't go down by Pekin. Range battles, gets it out to Gibson, who lays it up at the other end. J.J. Range just had enough of a step to get past his man. And he then found Gibson on the layup at the other end, and the Streaks lead by 16. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Driving in, curling around, Schramm gets it up with the left hand for the baseline. Just trickled over the front of the rim.
Difference in this third quarter, the Streaks' defense is giving them some easy opportunities in transition. Nothing coming easy for Pekin, and they're still not shooting the ball at a very high percentage.
Gibson gets blocked at the other end, and they're going to call a held ball on that one on the block, and Pekin will get it back on the alternating possession.
Streaks
so a defensive stop.
5 out of 7 from the field here in this third quarter, and again, a lot of that coming in transition. You know, you mentioned how many three-pointers we shot. What, 12 in that first half? And
none
this third quarter.
Yep. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Galesburg by 14, peeking with the ball, trying to creep back into this one. Between the circles, Penning. Left side into the corner. Zwicky mishandled it briefly, dribbles it back out, gets it over to Schramm. Drives inside, good bounce pass down low, and Kesselmeyer can't get the shot up over the front of the rim, but he's fouled, and he'll get two free throws.
Well, Meeker just a half step laid out high. He was trying to get into that passing lane and create another transition opportunity, but just couldn't quite get there. And then Pekin wisely, once Meeker had committed a bit, took the ball inside in a 5-on-4 and got the foul.
Foul called against the sophomore, Eric Thompson. First free throw by Pekin is good. That's their first make of the night as Kesselmeyer gets the shot down. He shot only one free throw in the entire first half. Second one by Kesselmeyer. Rims in and out. Rebound by Grant Gibson. Streaks by 13, 2:05 to go third quarter. 37-24, J.J. Range at the point now for the Streaks with the ball handling. Skips it right side over to Meeker. Got an open look. That's a little bit off to the right side with a miss. Zwicky with the rebound for Pekin. His third board of the night. Here come the Dragons. Down by 13, trying to get it down to 10. And under the basket, Hilst gets hammered as Thompson and Meeker both were there, but Thompson came down on top of him. No, they're going to actually call it on Gibson. No, they did call it on Thompson. I saw 3-2. He was actually saying 2-3.
Dragons have found a spot in the Galesburg defense on that low left side where most of their opportunities to score are coming from, and we'll have to get that addressed here in the next timeout.
Short on the first free throw is Hilst. Galesburg lead, hanging in there at 13. Meeker sits down. Devin Ross back into the game for Galesburg. A minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Ross, Davis, Range, Thompson, and Gibson for the Silver Streaks. Hilst makes the second free throw. His first point of the second half. He has 9 for the game. The lead is a dozen for the Streaks, 37-25.
Nice.
Transition to
Woo.
Davis. What a pass from J.J. Range.
You saw that one unfolding. Beautiful execution by the Silver Streaks in the full court.
Ross had the lead pass to Range, cutting up the left side, who immediately found Davis flying in from the right side. And the Streaks' lead is 14, and they nearly force another turnover in the half court, diving for it on the floor, but can't get it before it goes out of bounds. Schramm will inbound for Pekin. Down below us to the right of the basket. Ross gets the arms up. Inbound pass goes to Kesselmeyer. They swing it around right side. And a travel call with a jump stop. Hesitation by Zwicky on the right side. He can get the feet planted. And Pekin turns it over for, I believe, the 12th time now. Seventh in this third quarter. Gibson will bring it up court for the Streaks with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. 39-25 Galesburg. Hands off to Ross. Between the circles. Nearly lost the handle on it. Gets it over to Gibson. Fakes. Pulls up. 15-footer short. Rebound Pekin. Into the hands of Zwicky for the Dragons. On the right side, Hilst driving in the lane. Dumps it off. Good look to Kesselmeyer cutting in from the weak side for the layup. This Pekin team does some really nice things. They're well coached. They're going to give teams fits this season.
Yeah, if they run into a team that doesn't have quite as much speed and offensive firepower as Galesburg, they will be a force.
Gibson with a little bit of a circus shot, scooping it. And maybe he didn't have to, misses a shot. Hilst comes down with a rebound for Pekin at the other end. Here's a three on the way and off the back of the rim, and the miss by Penning. Rebound fought for, and Ross controls it on the deflection on the weak side.
Yeah, last couple of possessions, Grant's been doing too much one-on-one. This time he's wide open from three and missed that one badly.
Came up well short. Davis poked it away for the rebound, then can't chase it down into the corner. And Pekin will keep it. So a lull here for the Silver Streaks. They still lead by 12, though, with 23 seconds to go, third quarter.
Yeah, I think Mike Reynolds seeing the same thing we saw. Thought maybe Grant could use a little rest. And
he's missed four straight shots.
Sits him down.
20 seconds to go, third quarter. Pekin with the ball, down by 12. Left side, Schramm. He'll bring it back out. Dragons going to hold for the last shot here, or attempt to hold for the last shot. Despite seven turnovers in the quarter, down to 7 seconds to go. Schramm driving right side, good backdoor cut, and right off the hands of Colton Penning, who was open under the basket, and he just, I don't know, took his eyes off the pass maybe. It wasn't thrown that hard, and it was thrown right into the midsection. The Streaks are going to get it back with 3.9 seconds to go to take it the length of the court.
Streaks still up a dozen, but don't feel like they've really played very well when they went up 16. You should take a little more time on the clock, get a better shot. We've forced some things up rather quickly for having a big lead, and try and extend that here with 3.9 to go in the third quarter.
Almost got moving too fast, as yep. Mike Reynolds says from time to time. Inbounds to Meeker with two. He gets to the top of the circle, forces up the three, and missed it to the right. 39-27, Galesburg after three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they'll save it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
A more in-depth look at the day's local news and happenings. The WGIL Evening News, weeknights at 5 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Streaks started off shooting hot in that third quarter, largely because of getting the up-tempo game going. Then they cooled off at the end. Bryce Reed in the game, drains a three. Mike Reynolds put him in for the final 3.9 seconds of the third quarter. He stays on the floor and knocks down a three-pointer for his first shot of the season, a wide-open jumper from the right wing. Galesburg by 15. Reed, a 6'1 senior, scored 3 points all last season. And his first shot of the season here in game number one, he equals it. Now a long three at the other end by Peek, and that wasn't the best advised shot. Tyson Parks goes high for the rebound as Schramm missed the jumper. Jones loses his man out high and up and in with the right hand as he penetrates down the lane. The little crossover move completely blew past his man. Biggest lead of the night for Galesburg at 17. Another quick three by Peek, and that one is good by Schramm. And a timeout called by Pekin. This one has a feel like it might get away from the Dragons in a big hurry, and maybe Jeff Walraven, thinking the same thing, calls a full timeout.
Yeah, and I think that shot by Schramm may have kept him in the game.
Yeah.
Still 14, but you're right. It just had to feel the Streaks put a little run here. They could blow this thing wide open in the fourth quarter, and that one kept us at bay.
So we'll take a timeout as well. Galesburg 44, Pekin 30, 7 minutes to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out Menards Christmas catalog to find great gifts for everyone on your list. Save big on toys, tools, home decor, and much more. Treat the handy person on your list to a Rotosaw spiral tool system. It's great for cutting wood, plastic, ceramic, and more, just $99. Save big on a laminated MDF top or aluminum top router table by Bosch, only $149 each. Find great gifts in Menards Christmas catalog.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Wait a minute here in the fourth quarter. Galesburg leading the Pekin Dragons 44-30. First meeting between these two programs. Historically successful high school boys basketball programs for the first time they met in 9 years. Pekin puts on the full court press. That three-pointer got him back within 14, but the streaks break it. Jones with it on the left wing. Back out to Ross, along with Meeker, Reed, and Tyson Parks. 44-30, the streaks lead. Meeker with a left-hand dribble. Gets it off to Jones on the left wing. He'll reverse directions back to the top of the arc. Briefly lost the handle on it. Gets it over to Meeker. He'll drive all the way to the baseline. Skips it out to Reed again. And it rattles through. Hit on the strong side of the basket. Popped up, kissed off the glass, and dropped through. Reed with six in the quarter. Galesburg by 17. He's already outscored himself from all of last season. Down low, a block by Parks. His third block of the half, knocked out of bounds. Pekin hangs on to it.
Yeah, if you're going to go in there and you're not 6'5 or more, you better come with a pump fake or something, or you're going to get that thing swatted back at you every time by Tyson Parks.
Grant Gibson back in, replacing Bryce Reed, who gets a nice hand from the Galesburg bench as he comes to the sideline. And a big smile on his face, deservedly so. 6:18 to go in the game. On the inbound, Pekin looking, gets it out high, going up for it. Zwicky working against Grant Gibson, still with the ball, now puts it on the floor with the left hand, trying to drive his way in, cut off there, gets it out to Bryce Hill. Spin move in the lane, skips it back out. Over to Moss on the left wing, between the circles, Kesselmayer. He'll look left over to Zwicky. Tough pass to Schramm, nearly lost it off his shoulders, but a foul away from the ball, I believe will be against Galesburg.
Last year, we got hammered with those calls away from the ball, and that's the first one I think I've seen tonight, isn't it?
Yep, and the third of the game on Tyson Parks. Only the fourth team foul on Galesburg, only three against Pekin. Under 6 minutes to go, quick three, barely drew the front of the rim. Denzel Jones juggles it, comes out with a rebound, and now slows it down coming across half court. Right side, Ross driving in, has the ball knocked out of his hands, and a turnover against Galesburg. Into the front court it goes to Schramm. Quick three. Good. Oh, he knocked it down from way out there. He's got the only points of the fourth quarter for Pekin. Maybe single-handedly keeping the minute down 14 here. Gibson drawing some defense out high. Gets it over to Meeker. Swing it around left side to Jones. Hands off to Ross. 5:15 to go in the game. Galesburg leading 47-33. Meeker out high. Now Gibson. Streak's taking some time here. Jones in penetration. Dumps it off to Gibson. Takes it all the way. Banks it off the glass. And they're going to call an offensive foul. And it's probably the right call. One of the toughest calls to make in the game. But I think that one was pretty easy one to make.
You know, you were talking earlier about Gibson's big point explosion there in this tournament last year. It got me thinking, it wasn't been too many years ago when Victor Davis was a senior. He put up 40 in his first game in the Thanksgiving tournament here. Victor, of course,
not here. That would have been at Dunlap then.
Was it at Dunlap?
Yep.
Well, maybe it was the first home game, because I know it was on this court.
Oh,
it must,
okay.
It must have been the first home game when we came back here.
Okay.
Because he did that, and then I remember the kids in the cafeteria gave him a standing ovation the next day. It was pretty cool. And Victor, a senior now, I believe, over at Illinois Wesleyan.
Hard to believe.
A real force over there. Great kid.
4:45 to go in the game here. 47-33, Galesburg. Little running jumper just outside the lane. A floater goes down for Ryan Moss. His first basket of the second half. 47-35, Pekin hanging around. Galesburg breaks the press, though. Meeker into the front court, tries to go down the left side of the lane, cut off, he'll bring it back out. Galesburg wants to show some patience here. No need to be in too much of a hurry, leading by a dozen. Want to protect the lead here now. And Pekin, with only three team fouls, has some to give. If this lead continues to hold, they want to try to get back into the game that way. Force some fouls, stop the clock, try to steal the inbound, that kind of strategy. Here's Meeker driving the lane, hesitates, skips it out, three on the way by Jones. Oh, in and out. Rebound deflected around, picked off by Kesselmayer up in the lane. Into the front court, Pekin, the lane is open, taking it all the way. Now a step back jumper comes up short. Rebound deflected over to Hilst. Pump fake, gets Parks up in the air and legs it in. First basket of the second half for Hilst.
Yeah, even if Pekin doesn't win this game, I got to think Coach Jeff Walraven is going to be pretty happy with what he's seeing.
Quick basket by Tyson Parks at the other end. Looked like he might have got tangled up by the legs a little bit. But he was able to lean to the right side of the basket just enough. Got those arms outstretched. Flicked it up and in off the basket. And Galesburg calls a timeout. Leading by 12 with 3:43 to go in the game.
Yeah, Pekin, of course, playing in the Mid-Illini Conference now. Teams to beat over there. Well, it's kind of hard to say. You know, Washington was fantastic last year, but graduated quite a bit. Metamora had a real good year for the second year in a row over there.
Yep. I think East Peoria did not have a good year, but they bring a lot of experience back.
And, of course, Limestone, we mentioned them, probably the team to beat,
right.
I would guess.
Yep.
And I don't think who else. Dunlap, you know, they had... They were kind of intriguing last year. They had a big kid that was pretty good and a guard. They had just didn't have a whole lot outside of those two, but they were pretty good. I don't remember their names, but they'll be a team to kind of keep your eye on too.
Morton won only six games, I think, all of last year, so we'll see what they've got coming back. And if you know, there's a team historically that's been pretty good, but a real down year for them, and we'll see if they can kind of put things together.
Well, their girls basketball figuring to be pretty good again.
Yep.
Not as good as they were probably last year since Livingston graduated, but still pretty tough program over there for the Morton girls.
All right, coming out of the Galesburg timeout, 3:35 to go here in the game. Streaks leading by 12, Pekin with the ball, though. Bounce pass to the right side. Skipping it over left side to Kesselmayer, driving in the lane. He'll put it up with the one hand, a little bit short on the angle, and it skips in and out, and the rebound to Tyson Parks. He's got eight boards in the game. Yep. And now Ross steps too big before he gets the ball on the floor. 13th turnover on the streaks, third in the quarter, and Pekin will get it right back here still in this game, down just 12. A three-pointer gets him back down under double digits with the deficit. And 3 minutes to go, over 3 minutes to go in this game. Mike Reynolds, a bit nervous with the lead over there, pacing the sidelines, as he often does. Here's a block by Meeker coming over as Schramm tried to get the shot up out of the corner, but the rebound, Pekin hangs on to it. In the lane, off-balance shot by Schramm, just threw it up to the basket, barely hit the front of the rim. Jones with a rebound, takes it the distance to the other end and gets fouled. Denzel with four rebounds. He shows some nice energy for this team, and the Streaks will need it. And he's been a good addition here tonight.
Well, if you look at the players coming off of last year, who is, at least through this first game, showed maybe the most improvement? Maybe Denzel Jones. He had some nice games for us, but limited playing times last year, and Jones seems very confident out there tonight.
He's got 9 points. That bested anything he did offensively last year. His best game we mentioned earlier was 8 in a game at Sterling. This free throw is off the back of the rim and then deflected out. Denzel almost got to it, but Pekin steps in front of it. And Kesselmayer controls for the Dragons. So two missed free throws. Otherwise, the Streaks still leading by only a dozen here. Jumper just outside the high post. That one's off the back of the rim, and the Streaks dodge another bullet. The miss by Zwicky, the rebound by Gibson. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Pekin's had some chances here in the fourth quarter, but the Streaks still have a double-digit lead. Ross on the dribble, out high to Jones. Gibson with it on the right side. Over to Parks coming out high for it. Now left side, Meeker on the wing. Draws a double team, needs help, gets it away to Jones. Good defense by Pekin there, but Jones with a pass to the outside was able to prevent the steal. Parks with it out high. Meeker running baseline. Now Gibson going back door. Probably found him a little too late. It's knocked out of his hands. The last touch by Pekin as it dribbles out of bounds.
You know, Pekin, for a team that doesn't have much size and not much quickness either, they're just fundamentally sound. They're competing well out there. I can't say enough about what this group is doing with no more experience than they have on the court right now.
Under 2 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg leads by 12. Gibson with the dribble out high. Defense not coming out to guard him, so he'll keep dribbling it. And... oh, they're going to get... are they going to get Jeff Walraven for being out of the coaching box? They are. He's crouched down on the sideline. Both feet were out of the box, and Joe Thompson from the far basket underneath called it.
Well, we were talking with Evan Massey about that before this game. But apparently that's something that is being watched much more closely at the start of this season. That seems like a
Evan Massey's very aware of it after the technical foul he got called for in the tournament earlier this week.
Seems like a ticky-tack thing to get there.
Boy, it sure does.
Walraven certainly wasn't, you know, there was no screaming or yelling or anything else going on. He was just standing in a, just off the spot.
He wasn't even standing. He was crouched down.
Yeah.
All right, Gibson makes one of two free throws, 50-37. That is the fifth team foul against the Dragons. Gibson into the backcourt, now brings it into the front court after the pass by Meeker. Ethan with it now, backs up toward half court. Hands off to Devin Ross. Dribbles between two defenders, little reach in. That'll be the 16 foul on Pekin. Next one puts Gillsburg in the bonus with a minute 38 to go in the game. Third foul of the game on Blaze Schramm.
Denzel Jones with Devin Ross, too. He's come a long way, too. He's grown and become a much better ball handler, I think, in the last year.
And a wise decision by the sophomore Ross, as he couldn't find a man to trigger it to, so he calls timeout there on the baseline. And the Streaks will take a minute to set up an inbound play here with a minute 38 to go.
Streaks won 20 games last year. Can they do it again this year? Don't really see any reason why they couldn't, as long as our offensive firepower stays in there. We don't have any injuries. If you look up and down our schedule, I don't see a lot of juggernauts there that can't be beat. If we play well, we can compete with anybody, I think.
Streaks next game, good time to mention. Go out and do your early shopping on Black Friday, and then about the time you're ready for some lunch, if you get up to go out at 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll be ready for lunch about the time the Streaks will be playing, I think at 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday. Because, you know, when you get up that early, you're hungry earlier, right?
Right. I can attest to that.
So 9 a.m. is the starting time for the Streaks on Friday against East Peoria, our pregame at 8:40. Still got a minute 33 to go in this one here, with Gillsburg leading by 13 and a double team and a foul called on Pekin, as both Moss and Kesselmeyer were guarding Gibson there on the left wing. And that's going to send Grant to the line for a 1-1.
Actually, that foul worked out well for Pekin, because if they don't get Gibson on the arm, it's an easy two, because he found Denzel Jones sneaking in on the backside for an easy layup.
Right back to the line where Gibson made one of two just a moment ago. He gets the first one here and earns the bonus. 4 for 6 from the free throw line tonight for Grant Gibson. 8 in the second half and 15 for the game, with a minute and a half to go, and the Streaks leading by 14. 51-37 the score. Gets the ball, bounces it couple of times, crouches, eyes it, and sinks it. 3 for 4 in the quarter. All of Gibson's points here in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. And Gillsburg has quietly built it back up to a 15-point lead. But aggressively, Moss takes it right down the lane and draws a foul on Tyson Parks, his fourth. And that'll be a shooting foul, so Pekin gets exactly what it needs, stopping the clock with a minute 26. And a chance to get some free throws here for Moss. His first free throw attempt of the night coming right here. Scored 5 points in the first half, has a bucket in the second half here in the fourth quarter, and now a free throw, as the Streaks held him pretty quietly after he got off to a good offensive start tonight.
Yeah, good start for the Silver Streaks so far here. I know this, having played years ago, from what I can remember, we always look forward to the first night, not only the excitement of it, but the fact that the preseason practices were over, because the wind sprints never were quite as hard after those first couple of weeks. When you're running ladders, it was pretty tough. These guys have put in a lot of work to get where they are right now.
Minute 20 to go. Good full court pressure by Pekin. Streaks do get it just across the timeline. And a quick foul apparently on Moss, as Bryce Reed had it on the sideline right in front of the Gillsburg bench. They fouled him right away. So Reed will go to the free throw line, where he shot only 2 free throws all of last season and didn't make either one of them. The first one here is good. It's been a good night for Bryce.
Yeah, money. Didn't waste any time. Just dropped it right through there.
2 3-pointers to open up the fourth quarter, and now a free throw to keep the Gillsburg lead at 14, and it stays there as he misses the second one. Rebound by Kesselmeyer. He's got 5 boards in the game. Gillsburg by 14. Quick 3 with a minute 8 to go is good by Kesselmeyer, and Pekin calls its final timeout.
Just keep hanging around. They've never really threatened in this game in the second half, but they've never let the Silver Streaks pull away either.
Nope, they had some opportunities. We mentioned it a while ago. They had some chances here in the fourth quarter to get back into the game a little bit more closely. Never really could get it under 12 points, though. It's 11 now, 53-42, a minute 6 to go in the game.
Next up for Pekin in this tournament on Friday morning, actually more closer to the noon hour, they'll have a tough challenge. That Rantoul bunch looked real sharp in the opener. They've got a couple of exceptional guards. Maybe the best guard tandem in the tournament. We'll find out as it goes along.
Other games Friday, Peoria, Notre Dame, and Moline at 10:15. That'll be the game between the Gillsburg and the Pekin game. And then Limestone will face United Township in the final game of the first session on Friday. Then to open up the second session, it's these Dragons taking on Peoria Notre Dame at 4:30, followed by UT and East Peoria, and then the Streaks face Limestone at 7:15 Friday night, and Moline will play Rantoul at Wharton Fieldhouse. Full court press by the Dragons. Streaks trying to break it. Now Meeker does get it across half court. Might have gotten shoved from behind a little bit. But with the ball on the floor, Galesburg fights for it and hangs on to it. And now Gibson is fouled from the backside. That'll be number three of the game on Zwicky. And the ninth team foul on the Dragons with 52 and a half seconds to play in the game.
Meeker gets up holding his right side a little bit as he did go down to the floor, but heads up play by Ethan. The ball was poked away. He could have given up on it, but he was able to get his hand on it and poke it to a teammate and save the turnover. And now he seems to be holding his right knee too. He got beat up pretty good when he hit the floor that time.
Gibson sinks the first free throw, earns the second. Galesburg by 12 again. Pretty much right around where this game has been lingering here in the second half, right around a 12-point Galesburg lead. And the second free throw is good. Gibson's kind of found his stroke here now from the free throw line. 7 for 8 in the second half. 18 points for the game. Grant's quietly put that scoring total back up there about where his average was last year. 3-point miss at the other end by Pekin. Denzel Jones with a rebound. Gets tied up by Hilston. Is called for traveling. Okay.
Don't agree with that one?
I'm not going to make an issue out of it, leading by 13 with under 40 seconds to go in the game, but whatever. Quick jumper by Schramm. Now Denzel at the other end with a weak side rebound, and this time a foul called. I didn't even see that foul. They were quick to call it. Though Denzel is going to come out the better end of it anyway.
I see your Jayhawks are rated number 2.
Play Wake Forest tomorrow in Puerto Rico, I believe. That's a tough Thanksgiving gig, isn't it?
That or Maui.
Denzel's first free throw is off the front of the rim. He still hasn't made one tonight. And he's still stuck on 9 points. Wake Forest is 5-0. Jayhawks are 4-0, so might be a good little challenge to open that tournament down there. 35 seconds to go the game here in the opener for the Silver Streaks in their own tournament, and Jones gets the second free throw over the front of the rim. And substitutions for both teams. Jeff Walraven emptied the bench for Pekin. Mike Reynolds does the same for the Silver Streaks. Here's Cavante Shaw, a 6'1 sophomore, into this first varsity action. Same for Dakota Williams, a 6-foot junior, and Alan Massey, a 5'10 junior. Also into the game, Cal Morling, a 6'1 junior. And a 3-pointer on the way for Pekin at the other end won't go down. Morling with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg will open the season with a victory. Backdoor cut goes to Shaw. He'll bring it back out to Morling. Dribbling out high with a left hand with 13 seconds to go. Bounces it left side over to J.J. Range back into the game. The only player on the floor for the Streaks who has played prior to this. Alan Massey on the outside. 3 seconds to go. Now over to Shaw in the corner, and they'll just dribble off the clock. 56-42. Galesburg opens with a 14-point win over Pekin. The post-game show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Green Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
This holiday season, you could win presents from jewelry to gift certificates to an HDTV in WGIL's Pick a Present. And for an extra advantage, be sure and sign up now for email clues at WGIL.com. Beginning December 2nd, be caller number 5 when you hear the cue to call. Pick 2 numbers, and if the presents behind those numbers match, you'll hear.
Ho, ho, ho.
And you'll win that present. Be sure and sign up for our email advantage at WGIL.com.
and play Pick a Present on WGIL.
It's time for your annual checkup, but you don't need a hospital gown for this one. Pratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, suggests you complete an insurance checkup once a year. Life changes quickly. A checkup will ensure that your policies still provide the right amount of coverage for you and your family. You might even be able to lower your premiums with an auto or home policy from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For an insurance checkup, contact me, Mark Pratty, or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers, I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
WGIL is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification about job vacancies here at WGIL, please notify Roger Lundeen at P.O. Box 1227, Galesburg, Illinois 61402, or email us at jobs@galesburgradio.com. Call 342-5131 for more information. WGIL is an equal opportunity employer.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Partly cloudy, the low 17, sunny and 36 for Thanksgiving Day, dropping to 17 again tomorrow night. Friday should be sunny, a high of 35, low 20s Friday night. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday hitting the low 40s. Right now it's 22 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from John Thiel Gymnasium. A successful opening for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 56-42 over the Pekin Dragons, who led only once in this game when they scored the opening basket, took a 3-0 lead. Galesburg scored the next eight, and Pekin never was able to even tie the game the rest of the way. The Streaks led the whole way by as few as one late in the first quarter and by as many as 17 there in the fourth quarter. They went up by 14, 56-42, and we'll run through some final stats here, I guess, Jim, as it looks like Coach Mike Reynolds isn't out yet, so our final numbers brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it.
All right, got to love the shooting percentage. Silver Streaks 51% tonight, 21 out of 41 from the field.
Excellent.
Enhanced by a fourth quarter where we were 80%. We only took five shots, but we made four of those. And so the Streaks taking pretty good care of the ball. Got a number of free throw opportunities, as you'll mention here, in that fourth quarter in just a bit. Again, 51% from the field for Galesburg, 36% for Pekin. They were just 17 of 47, including 5 of 15 in that fourth quarter as they were trying to come back in the game. Rebounds pretty much a dead heat. Silver Streaks with 28 and the Dragons with 27. Galesburg had some offensive rebounds in the first quarter, but really didn't get a whole lot of second chances after that. Pekin sealed the boards pretty well. We mentioned Pekin did a lot of things well tonight, just didn't shoot it all that well, and had a few too many turnovers in the third quarter when Galesburg built a 16-point lead. Mentioning those turnovers, Pekin with 8 in the third quarter. I didn't show any in the fourth, so we didn't get a chance to compare, Brad. I had them 13 for the game.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Silver Streaks, I believe, with 4 in that fourth quarter, so 14 for
14,
the game.
Yep.
Okay.
And Coach Mike Reynolds is joining us now. He's trying to watch. He sneaked out of the locker room. That sneaky guy, I tell you, how did he do that? Our postgame coach's interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Again, a good successful beginning for the Silver Streaks as they win it 56-42 in their first meeting with Pekin since 2004. Jim Lee's with the head coach. Let's find out what Mike Reynolds has to say about it.
Okay, well, Mike, an opening game where you shoot, we got you at 51%, so all things considered, we felt like it was a nice opener.
Yeah, I thought we played really well at times. You know, certainly, you know, first game we were choppy, but we got some contributions from some guys off the bench that, shows a little bit of our depth this year.
You got contributions from the guys that you know are going to be the proven scorers, and Gibson and Meeker. They had kind of streaky nights. They'd hit three or four and then disappear for a while, but I guess that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got tired. We rested those guys a little bit, and I thought, you know, you saw Logan and JJ and Bryce come in there and do the job, and if we're going to be as good as we'd like to be, you know, those we're going to have some guys come in.
You know, when we talked at the end of football season and we were looking ahead to this year, and I asked you about playing down low, you said, well, Denzel Jones will be down there on the defensive end. I thought maybe he's a little undersized, but he came up with a lot of rebounds for you tonight.
Well, he's aggressive. You know, Tyson and Denzel, for what they lack in height, they gain back in aggressiveness, and I'm proud of those guys. You know, a lot of guys in the world today, they don't stick out a junior year that they're not going to play a ton, and they did, and it's going to pay off for them big time.
How about the stamina down low of Tyson Parks? Obviously a good shot blocker, a guy that's given you some points. How many minutes can you play him at a time?
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's just kind of wait and see. You know, I mean, depending on how big the other guy is, how much he's got to lean on the other guy. Post guys tend to sometimes get more tired than other guys, so we just got to kind of gauge that. I thought Eric went in, you know, he had a little off that first half second, but after that he was fine. I thought he played well defensively.
We thought Pekin, for a team that graduated most of their key players, was gave you a pretty gritty game out there tonight.
Well, they played typical, you know, good team basketball. You know, they defended, they rebound, they were organized, they know exactly what they're doing, and you know they're going to win some games this year, and they play in a league where they're going to have to guard teams just like us. You know, I thought three, you know, I guess I don't know all their players' names. Not a lot of scouting goes on in game one, but number three I thought was a tough-minded kid, and I know he started last year, and then, you know, back to 22 and 15. I thought those guys were physical, and you could tell they're older guys. They know how to play, and I thought our guys, you know, Devin Ross played really well for a stretch, a little choppy for a stretch. We're going to have to live with him. He's shown some flashes of brilliance in practice. He's going to be really good, and depending on how the game's called, you know, depending on how well he'll flourish.
You got up by 16 points in the third quarter, and Pekin was having some trouble handling the ball at that point. Looked like he might blow him out, but then our shot selection wasn't real great there for a stretch. That was one of the few negatives I saw tonight.
Well, I think we got tired. You know, whether we were physically tired, who knows? Mentally, you know, I think we get tired, and that just kind of is the way it is, and we just got to continue to fight through that, and we know Grant and Meeker, when it's game point, there's two other guys you don't want in our conference that are going to score. Maybe C.J. Carr, I don't know. But those two guys can create their own shot. Pekin wants to play much like Mattoon. They have, you know, a few better athletes than them, but they want to switch and, you know, play pack and slop it all up. And I thought our guys responded well. You know, in the past, we've went haywire with somebody that did that. So I'm glad to see our poise with that. I was proud of our guys with that.
Right, how about your Thanksgiving plans? Do you get together at all tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, we keep our routine. We'll be here, you know, early evening. I told the guys, you know, we'll try to get around 5 o'clock. And the future Big Ten Chance play at 6, the Hawkeyes. So I know Meeker and Logan Davis are real excited to watch them. So it'll probably be DVR'd a little bit. But, you know, I'll have turkey and the guys will eat some things. But we got to roll right at 9 in the morning. The reason, you know, we don't normally schedule 9 in the morning, the reason we did that is because, to be real honest, I'm tired of losing to Taylorville when we're playing at 10 in the morning. So we're going to have a little experience to draw on that. Now, whether we win or not, I don't know. I know East Peoria played extremely well against Limestone the other night, who is going to beat a lot of teams this year. So I think they lost to them, you know, in single digits. So it's a very competitive tournament.
Yeah. Well, in that first game we saw tonight was a bit of a track meet between UT and Rantoul. They got some athletes out there.
Yeah, we've seen that before with Rantoul, you know, where you come out and you think, oh, well, they turned the ball over enough, but didn't hit a lot of threes. But, boy, they make layups, and they certainly know how to play. So they're a dark horse. I said that, you know, to Mr. Trueblood at the newspaper. He asked for a dark horse. I said, oh, it's Rantoul. Nobody knows about him. We've seen him a lot. Johnny Jones is as good a player as anybody in this tournament. And, you know, they've got a freshman out there that's an athletic kid. I know they're high on that kid. Hopefully the long drive by Saturday morning, they'll be tired. But I don't think those guys get too tired. They're flying up and down the floor.
All right, a good field in the tournament, a good start tonight. Coach, thanks. We'll talk to you on Friday. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, thank you very much.
As always, our thanks to Mike Reynolds joining us in the post game. A successful one tonight for the Silver Streaks, who opened with a 56-42 win over the Pekin Dragons. Take a timeout here on the postgame show. We'll take a look at some more final statistics when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The biggest shopping day of the year is quickly approaching. And this year, Yem is asking the question, why save hundreds
when you could save thousands?
For the first time ever, Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC are capitalizing on Black Friday shopping with holiday discount pricing on every Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
So as you can see, Zach, we just kind of have to roll with it.
Is the lowest price guaranteed. Shop Yem's Black Friday sales event, and you'll save over $3,200 off a 2013 Chevy Equinox, over $2,600 off a 2014 Chevy Cruze. Holiday discount price to just over $17,800 or 2013 Chevy Malibu. Buy for $20,906 and save over $4,000. Or check out the 2013 Chevy Traverse. Markdown over $4,500.
Black Friday deals are about to be more than just getting a brand new TV,
especially when you can save thousands with holiday discount pricing on the brand new Chevy, Buick, and GMC of your dreams. Shop the Black Friday sales event going on now at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC, 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Let's run through the rest of the statistics. I think you got through all the team numbers,
yep,
didn't you, Jim?
Yep.
Okay, some other team numbers. Galesburg, 4 of 18 from three-point range. Pekin, 4 of 16. And at the free throw line, both teams will be working on those here the next few weeks. 4 of 7 for Pekin, so just under 53%. Galesburg, only 11 of 19, so a little under 60% there. Individual scoring, Pekin had two players in double figures. All of their points were from the starters. So nothing off the bench tonight for Pekin. Blaze Schramm led the Dragons with 12. Bryce Tilst at 11 and 9 rebounds. Ryan Moss finished with 9. I'm sorry, Noah Kesselmayer did have 8 off the bench. I knew they didn't have all their points from the starting lineup. So Kesselmayer off the bench at 8. So good balance there among the front four, but then only 2 points after those four. Zach Fuelberth had those. Everybody else played for Pekin, including several players getting in late off the bench, but nobody else scored. For the Silver Streaks, 3 players in double figures. That's always good to see. Grant Gibson led the way with 18. Denzel Jones and Ethan Meeker finished with 10. All of Meeker's came in the first half. He was held scoreless in the second half. Then you have Bryce Reed with 7. All of those coming in the fourth quarter. Tyson Parks had 6, and he led the Streaks in rebounding with 8 tonight. Then Devin Ross, Logan Davis each with 2. J.J. Range had a free throw for his only point. And everybody else played but did not score for the Silver Streaks. Alan Massey, Cal Morling, Eric Thompson, Kevonte Shaw, and Dakota Williams all had time on the floor, even if only briefly, but did not score. For the Streaks, who win it tonight, 56-42, they're 1-0 as they open their Thanksgiving tournament successfully. And they're back in action Friday morning at 9 against East Peoria. We'll take a final timeout here on the postgame show. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
You can tell the difference between someone who's come to the class prior to their surgery and had the education versus those that have not.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center introduced their Joint Camp program back in 2006. Registered nurse Connie Young feels the program has influenced positive outcomes.
It's really about educating our patients. What's going to happen to them when they get their joint replaced? What's their care going to be like when they're in the hospital?
Joint Camp is your first step to full recovery. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Starting December 2nd, listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick-A Present. Choose 2 numbers, and if the presents match, you win. Pick-A Present, beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
Well, we're chuckling here at John Thiel Gymnasium. We'll just go ahead and share what we were sharing off the air. There is no way, 3 quarters gone in this book. The Silver Streaks are up 39-27 going into the fourth quarter, and there is no way you can convince me that if you look into the future that we would have ended up with this kid as our crunch time player of the game tonight.
Yeah, it's one of those.
But we're not throwing it away by any means.
Sure. But, you know, he takes the court and you're almost looking at your roster. Okay, who's this again? Well, he's your crunch time player of the game. Bryce Reed comes in, knocks down a couple of three-pointers early in that fourth quarter, had six of our first 8 points in the frame, helped to keep Pekin at bay. And I think he got a little extra boost from the student body as well, because when a guy comes in that isn't normally a scorer and he hits a couple of shots, it always sends the students into a bit of a frenzy too. And so that little bit of energy and those couple of shots from an unexpected source, I think was a key part of this game.
Because Pekin, again, down just 12 going into the fourth quarter. Reed hits the three-pointer. And then the Streaks get their only other... Sorry, they did have one other basket. One from Denzel Jones, one from Tyson Parks. That put them up by 17 then. Then Pekin gets a three-pointer. They're down 14. Reed hits another three-pointer to go back up by 17.
The answer, yep.
And then Pekin, again, just kind of hangs around. They go on a 7-0 run to get within 10. If it's not for Reed's two three-pointers there, who knows what that 10-point lead might end up being.
Game on there. You never know.
And then the Streaks were able to use free throws the rest of the way down the stretch to win it. In fact, their final 7 points all came from the free throw line, and they win it by 14. So congratulations, Bryce. Only 3 points all last season. Never made a free throw. He makes his only two shot attempts tonight, both from behind the arc, and hits a free throw as well. So just, you know, that whole junior season, distant, long memory now.
He was just warming up for what he was going to do this year.
A big senior year. Hopefully that's a good sign of great things to come for Bryce Reed, who's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and helps the Streaks get off to their first victory of the season. Again, 56-42 over the Pekin Dragons. So we wish you all a happy Thanksgiving as Galesburg is now off tomorrow. Well, they won't be off. They're just not playing a game. But they'll be working hard to get ready for East Peoria. 9 o'clock Friday morning, our pregame show at 8:40. And then the Silver Streaks have another game later in the day on Friday against the Limestone Rockets at 7:15. So we'll be with you for doubleheader Silver Streaks basketball on Friday. In the meantime, happy Thanksgiving to all. And Jim Lee, good to have you back and good to be working with you as always. We'll see you then.
So much. Enjoy basketball season. A great start here tonight. Looking forward to all year long. And you and yours have a good day tomorrow.
Thank you very much. For Zach Leahy at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. 56-42. Galesburg opens with a win over Pekin and good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. Galesburg Radio for 75 years.
WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
Local news now.
The speech was only 272 words long, but the Gettysburg Address has been one of the most memorable speeches in American history. Last week, thousands celebrated the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address in Pennsylvania, where reenactments and music were part of the festivities. Galesburg resident and former GHS history teacher Glenn Bussey attended the ceremony and says visiting an historic site comes with a bit of a thrill. Bussey says determining the exact site of where the speech was delivered has been a point of disagreement among historians. We stuff the turkey and then we stuff ourselves. That's one of the perks of Thanksgiving dinner, sitting down to a home-cooked meal with all of the trimmings. Dietitian Stephanie DeJurek says it's okay to have the grand Thanksgiving feast, but swap out butter for margarine, cut down the amount of sugar, and use low-sodium and heart-healthy foods. She says making these small tweaks can make your whole meal much healthier. Eating on smaller plates is also a good way to cut down. I'm Tyler Maffitt. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. At least two police officers were wounded by a gunman who reportedly has at least two female hostages inside a house in the Los Angeles suburb Inglewood. Police say they've been trying to negotiate an end to this standoff that's been going on for 6.5 hours.
Streets and intersections in this West Side Inglewood neighborhood look like a police traffic jam. Dozens of cops from at least a half dozen different agencies. At least three SWAT teams.
Chris Blatchford from LA's Fox 11 reporting from Inglewood, California. Sisters ages 12, 13, and 17 say their parents treated them as prisoners at their home in Tucson, Arizona for nearly 2 years.
We did find several bags with a lot of clothing contaminated by human waste in the closets, also jars of what appears to possibly be human waste as well.
Tucson Police Chief Roberto Villasenor, the girl's stepfather and mother were arrested. Bail set at $100,000 for the stepfather, $75,000 for the mother. All things considered, you'd rather not be in Philadelphia, at least if you were trying to fly in or out. Delays brought on by a storm at airports along the East Coast hit hardest there on the busiest travel day of the year.
We're just going to see the winds whipping across the lakes and lake effect snow, but tomorrow we're going to watch a little disturbance in Southern California, maybe Los Angeles with some clouds and a little bit of rain, but the rest